For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, DP is in for the spillover. I was telling Sip to start off the show, DP, that I caught quite a bit of hockey last night. I haven't watched much. I caught the Rangers and the Hurricanes. Hurricanes score a goal late in the third period to push it to overtime where they win. And then an explosion of goals happened in the second game. 9-6, Calgary takes down Edmonton.
That's weird, right, DP?
That's high score.
That's exceptional.
That's a lot of goals.
It was exceptional. It was 6-2. I caught it at 6-2.
Yeah, it was 6-2.
Or 5-2, and then they scored. And then it was just, I thought it was like indoor hockey. Like indoor field hockey, where they just scored points whenever they wanted.
Like in PE when you had like just floor hockey? Like
yeah.
You just run around with
sticks? The last person picked played goalie. And
yeah, you don't want to be. You did not want to be a goalie.
They kept showing that goalie. He's like just so defeated and sad. Like,
which goalie?
The one that gave up 9 goals. For the Edmonton, he's like, do I
what about
suck
the one
this
that gave
badly?
Up six?
Well, they still won
the
game.
How many teams are even left in the? Are they in the?
Eight.
They're in the semifinals.
Eight. So
they're not in the conference finals yet.
Eight teams remaining in the chase.
Hockey
for...
expert Stephen M. Sippel.
Nice.
Yeah, the show has turned into a hockey show.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of that.
It's not. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
We're Barry Melrose over here.
Yeah, I didn't know. I expected him to come in with a Don Cherry loud jacket, and he's just going to break stuff off for us.
I'm going to get you a hockey sweater.
Jake, you can't engage him in sports other than football. You tried horse racing. That was a disaster.
What are you talking about?
You said the jockey was going to announce.
I misspoke there, okay? That was a miss.
Strike's owner and trainer took him out of the Preakness, Jake said the jockey announced it.
Okay, that was a mistake.
Jake thinks the jockey owns the horse.
See, this is I said I fixed it right away. And you felt guilty for misspeaking.
Your hockey analysis.
Why, my terms were lacking. I didn't know the blue line. Isn't there a red line also in hockey?
He called the puck the thing.
I did not.
When the thing goes across
the thing.
The puck.
You could have called it a biscuit if
he puts the biscuit in the basket.
Yep.
Call it a biscuit from now.
Really good last night, though. You can make fun of
the hockey.
Yeah, well, I call it the baseball, the football.
I am so.
Hey, people refer to that as now. Oh, yeah, I watched the baseball last night.
Did you have the sound?
It's like a modern thing.
You did refer to Teddy Prochazka as a thing, right?
Yeah, he did.
The guy. The
no, he said the thing. He said he's one of the most important things.
No, see, you guys are really. You're not saying what I said. I said that him being back to full health and performing he did for the six quarters where he was healthy is one of the top three most important things for the upcoming season to be successful.
Yeah, I seem to remember it was Roxburgh's Teddy Prochazka and things.
A horse with no name. Yes.
No, we're being hard on you right now.
What are the three most important things?
Well, I think that we had a good texture that pointed out some good things, some good ideas.
Walter, can you remember those?
Yeah, he said, number one, stop the run, which is incredibly important.
Legit.
He had special teams stop sucking was important. He said the tackles, offensive tackles, Prochazka or Corcoran, whoever it is, being much better, much improved.
And
then he also said, I forget the last one. Oh, turnover margin. You got to be better than way negative.
What about quarterback play?
That's a given.
What about points per game?
Well, quarterback play is it kind of goes with the turnover margin, kind of.
What about running game?
It's big. Those are all big.
Offensive line is
big. Those are all big.
Equation.
Those are all big. I didn't mind stop the run.
What about securing the back end? defensively.
Yeah, those are all important. I don't mind.
What about pass pressure?
Yeah.
What about
critical?
Nebraska's offensive line was terrible last year.
But I think number one, stopping the run, is always okay.
I agree in the sense that you at least want to make a team play more one-dimensionally, and so you want to take one of the two away.
Yeah, and you have to think about – but yeah, and if you put stop the run atop the list, then I think it makes sense to me because of the division, sure. You're in with Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Well, and they got ran on by Purdue last year.
Purdue,
so
to a certain
shouldn't
extent.
Ever run on you.
Right. They did run on Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's the vibe? I mean, amongst you three, what's the vibe? I get to hear you sometimes talk in pieces, but overall, I mean, what's the vibe?
The vibe in terms of how I think they'll do in those areas?
Yeah.
I'm hesitant to go hard in on anything right now.
Hard in positive or hard in negative?
He is firmly planted on that fence.
Just yeah. Neutral.
I'm just in that 6-6 mode, waiting, kind
that's
of wait
neutral.
And see. That, yeah, wait
that,
and see.
That's neutral. 6-6 is neutral. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh.
I would say so.
Oh.
I feel like there's no way Nebraska has a 6-6 season because the way things have to work, they either have to overachieve beyond what your expectations are, or it has to explode. There's no route where they just sort of middle into 6-6 to me. Like, I mean, they can absolutely do it. I just don't think it plays out
and
that
stop
way.
The run, that part of it is particularly relevant because of the defensive line situation they have right now, which you're not sure about. You're just not sure.
So your feeling is that because they don't have the people there.
Well, I don't know if they do. They might have the people there.
Okay.
But there's a lot of unproven people in that conversation.
And that leads you to believe that they will be able to stop
no,
the run?
No, it leads me to believe I'm not sure.
Okay.
They've gotten a little bit better in that area. Not great, though. They have not been great. The best they've been is middle of the pack, stopping the run.
Does that mean that Dawson has the most pressure of the coaching group leaders? Is that?
I'd just say Chenander.
Just defensively overall?
Defensively. Yeah. He has the most pressure.
The most pressure of any individual coach is Raiola, right?
Well, I'd say Frost.
Well, are you talking assistant?
The line has to improve quickly, and that's
– Well, let me think about that.
There's no way this team's good if the offensive line doesn't get better. Like, there's no literal way they're going to be any success at all if the offensive line isn't better than last year.
Here's, listen to what we're talking about. Why I'm so hesitant to go all in on anything. We don't know if they're going to be able to run the ball or stop the run.
Right. Well, we don't even know if they're going to try to run the ball.
Well.
They might throw 900 times a game.
Yeah.
Which seems like a high amount, but.
Please don't throw that many times per game.
There's a lot of unknowns. How about that? There's a lot of unknowns.
Okay. I mean, that's been my feeling and my vibe. I just want to
unknowns. I don't know what the offense is going to look like. I don't know
how. The spring game would not indicate anything with the offense.
Think about Minnesota. We always talk about Minnesota. They're getting Potts back at running back. They're getting Williams back at running back. And they got the best running back in Mo Ibrahim in the league, probably. Is he the best running back in the league?
Trevion Henderson's pretty good. Ohio State.
Who are you taking?
Braylon Allen, maybe.
I might be taking Braylon Allen. No, I don't know if
good.
I can take I don't know if I can take him over Ibrahim.
I don't know what Ibrahim's health is going to be. Like, you got to see it.
Yeah.
But
and the burst, probably, too.
Yeah.
Coming off of an Achilles.
Yeah. He's the most proven running back
sure.
in the league.
Certainly the most productive.
Yeah, most productive.
But
yeah.
He also doesn't have that offensive line in front of him anymore.
He doesn't.
Either.
No, you don't. You wonder what that's going to look like.
I mean, when runners are show elite,
okay,
see skills early, it's frightening in the Big Ten. And Wisconsin has a young dude who just
he's a bear. He's a bear.
It's pretty frightening.
See a shape.
See a shape.
See you, sir.
Oh, listen, Braylon Allen is a bear. And if I were, I always tell Jake, if I were Eric Chenander, I would have Braylon Allen on my mind every day. Every day.
Right, there should be pictures of it.
Yeah.
In like I
believe that. I'm not joking. I would have him that game in my mind every day.
I just want to know who they're targeting, right? Like who does Nebraska look at and go, okay, in each group we have to be better than.
Mm-hmm.
Or as good as. And I don't know what the verbiage is for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it's, hey, we're going to mind our own business. We're just going to focus on getting better.
Probably. They have to take care of themselves in-house right now.
So what does that mean for fans? Because fans will go in and go – somebody posted yesterday. I try to avoid Husker social media. But they were talking about the number of four-star and five-star – the three and four-stars on Nebraska's defense.
Oh, that.
Right. And then I try to not process that
what
stuff.
What was the nature of the post?
There's more talent on the Nebraska defense than normal. And I just don't know how to process that. Mm-hmm. Are Nebraska fans like fully engaged that this is going to be successful, not going to be successful, or is it a third, a third, and a third?
I just think there's a lot of unknowns. I do think there's potential there. I've told Jake this many times in recent days. I am starting to think the pass rush could look pretty good, but I don't know about the run defense. They're two different conversations. Mm-hmm. You bring in O'Shawn Mathis. That's a critical component. And you pair him. I like Caleb Tanner. I like him. And I like him in pass rush situations, as long as he doesn't have to come off the edge against a 320-pound tackle. They can move him around. Garrett Nelson had 5 sacks last year. He's somewhat proven in that role. I think his best football is ahead of him, too. If you have Mathis, Garrett Nelson, Tanner with Ty Robinson, I think you have a pass rush. But I don't know about the run defense part. It doesn't – those are two separate conversations to me.
So –
Now, Mathis says he can stop the run, and he's 260. Maybe he's on the field in that situation with Robinson. And who else? It would be Devin Drew.
What do we know about Devin Drew?
We know he plays all the time. He's reliable. He played every game on the schedule at Texas Tech.
Every game, every sequence, every set?
He was a starter. He was a rotational player for 2 years, a starter in his last year there.
Okay.
He played every game except for one at Iowa Western.
Do you project that as the 4 or 5 that see the field the most up front?
Devin Drew?
Yeah.
Among them, yes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. So I try to stay. It's 99 days.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I try to stay away from the projection of numbers.
Of who's
numbers,
playing?
Right, numbers. That, okay, you're going to get 7 sacks from Garrett Nelson.
And yeah, I try to stay away from that a little bit.
We don't know, and we also don't know how people are going to attack Nebraska.
Right.
So there are a ton of questions. We'll get more answers along the way, but I'm always interested to find out what the fan base thinks, because that helps me maneuver the 99 days.
I mean, I think most people are – well, how would you say it, Jake? There's just a hesitancy.
Well, yeah, naturally, Nebraska's missed 5 straight bowl games. They need to prove that they can actually be a bowl team.
Well, I'm talking more micro here because so much of the personnel is new.
I mean,
I'm talking about transfer portal. I'm talking about new players that we don't know exactly how they're going to fit. You know, we don't know exactly what Trey Palmer's going to look like. We don't. How would you know? I guess Casey Thompson's the quarterback, but we don't know exactly what that's going to look like, right?
Wouldn't that frighten the fan base to say that I don't know
Yeah.
For everything that you put into Casey Thompson, Trey Palmer, et cetera, that you don't know what you're getting.
Well, we don't know what the offense is going to be.
There is some frightened element to the to fans right
I'd say hesitancy. Maybe you could say frightened. I don't know.
Optimistic, but possibly frightened.
Are folks in large numbers going to Dublin expecting something good to happen?
I know the plane flight I'm on is full. I know that. I don't know. Maybe it's a bunch of people.
Yeah, but who are you flying with?
I think it's United. I don't know how many.
We don't
people
know.
Are
I mean, because
I don't know how many people. I don't know how tickets have. You know what? I've not seen that. By the way,
we should get a report.
And there's no direct update. Flight from Lincoln to Dublin. So
I think I'm going from Omaha to Dublin.
From Omaha to where?
Yeah, you're not going to Dublin from Omaha.
Where are we going?
You're
are
probably
you on
Chicago.
The same flight?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no flight from Omaha to Dublin. There's a connecting flight there. Probably Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know the person I'm going with there, they showed me that.
Likely
where
Chicago.
I'm sitting and the plane was full.
Can you imagine a direct flight from Omaha to Dublin?
Well, they could arrange one.
Well, the team's taking one.
Direct flight.
There is a way. You just,
I know.
There's not a way for me to
But
do
I'm
it.
Just not sure that.
I don't know. The answer to your question, I don't know. How many people are heading over there.
So, but do you expect something good to happen?
They're playing Northwestern, yes. I expect them to win the game.
And I have concern.
I feel that concern.
Well, because I've told Sip and he doesn't care, doesn't buy this. I mean, Northwestern, hate them or love them, they're just good every other year, and they sucked last year. And so
do I
expect them to be good? No, but that's when they are good, is when you think they're going to suck and just reside in the basement.
Do I think that's an easy game? No, I don't think it's an easy game. But right now, if you said, who are you picking, and you put a gun to my head and said, your life is on the line, are you really picking Northwestern?
No, I'm running. I'm running far away.
Yeah, I don't want the gun.
Are you really picking?
To get out
no,
of my
are
head.
You really? Your
no,
house
I would,
is on
I,
the line.
I would pick Nebraska, but I would have extreme trepidation in doing so.
Of course.
You would have boxes ready.
Of course. Of course. But you're not picking Northwestern.
No,
so
I'm not.
Yeah, don't try to tell me you
would. But I'm not. But here, I wouldn't be surprised if they won the game.
So
though.
If the game was at Northwestern, how would you feel?
I would still pick Nebraska if you had a gun to my head.
Oh.
I would.
I would not put a gun to your head to ask that question.
But I use that because then you take away all your biases, your weird notions in your head. If you have to pick it with your house on the line, you just get right down to it.
What was the what
and
was
that's
the result
the, you know,
last year?
56-7.
That was the first time though that has been a route. That game is typically down to the wire.
Right.
Typically down to the wire.
Right.
Every year. Except for last year.
So, and then the expectation is the last time we saw Nebraska football and the last time we saw Northwestern football that we feel better about Nebraska or we don't.
I feel better about Nebraska than Northwestern.
Nebraska, I mean, played a complete game. They played 60 minutes of excellent football. We thought the whole year they had that in them, and they did it against a bad team. They did it. To start off the season now, though, with a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator, maybe a new running back, some new pieces on off, you know, the receivers.
And all the new could be good. But
Does it mesh right away, though, is the question I have.
It can happen.
It needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that helps, the fact that it needs to happen. Sometimes that's when people perform their best, back against the wall. Don't know. Have to see.
Is that the space that we want to live in? Is that back against the wall?
Space we're in.
Yeah,
space
we don't want to live there, DP, but that's where we're at right now. It sucks.
Now, is that the space we want to live? I don't know. That's an individual question. Some people really like that.
It just seems like, you know, a third.
Some people don't react well to it.
A third of the populace is all in. A third of it is all out. The other third is, well, I don't know
in
what's
limbo.
Happening.
They're
and
in limbo.
Yeah, I don't know how to characterize where I'm at.
I think you're in limbo.
Yeah.
Well, 6-6 just it makes me sad.
It's
a prediction.
It'd be the best year they've had in 5 years, which is even sadder.
It's
a prediction. I mean, it's a prediction.
Yeah, this schedule is funny that people talk about the schedule. You know, falls in place. It looks like
manager
would get 9 wins because the schedule looks like it looks, and they could. But they could also lose 9, and we would not be surprised by either.
I'm interested in that conversation,
sadly, no.
Right? Like you, like if,
because we've
if,
now if, seen 3-9,
well,
we know what it looks like.
That the likelihood that they lose 9 or win 9 is equal.
Pretty, yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised by either. No, 6-6 doesn't. 6-6 would just. I would throw my hands in the air.
Well, 6-6 creates. I will say this: 6-6 creates a lot of awkward conversations if it happens.
Oh. 3-9 does not. That's move on.
9-3 does not.
No.
8-4 does not. Nope. 7-5, I think it's still a little, it could get a little awkward.
A little bit. I don't know. 6-6 is awkward.
Awkward.
So 7.5 is kind of the target for peace of mind.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Crazy.
Well, that's
well I know if
saying.
I were the head
right,
coach.
Fair, right?
I think that's fair. Yeah. Sure.
If
I were the, mind, yeah.
If I were the head coach of Nebraska, I'd be telling my assistants, we better win 8. If you guys want to be back here, we better win 8.
I'd say 9. If you want to be sure.
I think 8 gets you back. I mean,
I think eight gets him eight back, sure whether it's right
well,
or wrong.
Well,
but
it depends on the 8, right?
Always.
It depends on 8. Like, we found out that you guys have taught me that about Nebraska football, that it's what you get in the 8, right?
What it looks like.
Right?
What it looks like.
Right? If it's 8-0 and then you go, you lose the last 5, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So
that would be – see, would that be trouble?
I think
that means you beat Minnesota, right? Does that mean you beat Minnesota? Or are they in the last 4?
They're in the last 4 games.
Okay.
Yep.
That means you would lose to Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and the bowl game.
Yikes.
I don't think you get. I mean, I don't think it gets you fired though, because you had
Michigan's
the win total
in there too. By the way, you would lose to Minnesota, okay. Michigan,
Wisconsin,
Iowa.
And then the bowl game would see what the bowl game would do.
See, 8-5 in that scenario, that'd be rough, I think. It would get rough. If your AD was looking for reasons, there would be that.
You think the AD is looking for?
I don't know. I don't know what the mindset is.
I don't know.
Well, I've seen it here. I've seen it here where they're looking for reasons.
Yeah, I'm adding and trusting you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've seen it where the AD – I mean, we've seen it twice. We've seen it twice, DP. Looking for reasons to fire.
Before you guys run, I'll ask you. We were talking about it yesterday. We'll talk about it a little bit today. We were trying to identify the top 5 quarterbacks in Nebraska history.
Oh, don't do this.
Tommy Frazier's number 1.
Yeah, Frazier's number 1. After that, it gets really rough.
Well, there are some people outside that Heisman. Gill might be number 2. Somebody at number 5.
It's hard for me to put Gill ahead of Crouch.
Why?
Crouch won a Heisman.
Well, Crouch won a Heisman.
Yeah, but does that mean he was better?
Tommy
didn't win a Heisman. He was better than, like, from the basic
right.
The base
no,
level
you're right.
conversation.
No,
is,
I saw Crouch. Right? I saw Gill. I'd take Crouch. I'd take Crouch. Better,
really?
Better runner. Yeah. It wasn't a terrible thrower either.
Okay.
Turner's completion percentages weren't high. I mean, he was in the 50s, mid to low.
No one will debate that Tommy Frazier's number 1. He's the best.
Yeah, so if Tommy's the best and he didn't win the Heisman, then the Heisman isn't really
Who am I missing?
Well,
are you putting Brooke Berger in that conversation?
I think he's in the conversation, absolutely.
You're putting Brooke, Taylor,
Steve Taylor.
Frost.
Steve Taylor.
Right, guys, I mean,
Frost.
Jerry Taggy.
Frost, too.
Taggy's a monster. To me, Taggy has to be in the conversation.
Top 5.
We didn't see Ferragamo play, but he's also in that conversation.
Right, well,
I saw Ferragamo
play.
I saw Ferragamo play.
Some of us saw Ferragamo play.
Yeah, I was
Jake.
Young.
Yeah. Jeez. You guys were young.
Yeah,
young.
Yeah.
But I saw him play.
I was 15 when he was playing.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
That was young. I was young.
You were in high school then.
Okay. I don't know. It's hard for me after 1. I mean, it really is.
Okay.
It depends what you're looking for.
Jake, what's your 5? And there's no wrong.
How, you can
five.
Go. I can go 3. I can go 3.
Five.
I'll go 3. Hold on, Jake. I'll set it up by this: Frazier, Crouch, Gill.
Do you put Brooke in the top 5 or not?
I can't.
Did you see enough? Yeah, he was good, but he was good. You know, it's unfortunate how it ended.
Yeah, I can't put him in the top 5.
Where's Steve Taylor?
Right,
tons of accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. Right, he's good.
I think he's in that conversation. I think you go Tommy, Crouch, Gill. That's my top 3. And then after
that's my top 3.
I agree. I agree with you on that.
Come on, we gotta get 4 and 5. DP's putting
Steve
us on the
Taylor's
spot.
Gonna be in the top 5. He's either 4 or 5. And then you gotta get a number 5. You're not putting
like
Zach Taylor in
Taggy's
there.
Taggy's
gotta be number 4 or 5 then. Right. So let's go Taggy 4, Steve Taylor 5.
I could live
Frazier,
with that.
Frazier, Crouch, Gill.
We can live with that. We're going to do
Taggy
running
Taylor.
Backs today. We're going to do running backs today.
There's the top 5.
Yeah, the running backs.
Now, running back's really interesting at number 1. It's really interesting at number 1.
Lawrence
it's
Phillips.
Either Rozier or Phillips.
Well, but that's, again, talent versus awards, a Heisman Trophy winner. If the Heisman thing matters, then you've got to have
close.
That, right?
So it's agonizing.
Well, I mean, then, you know.
It's agonizing.
And then, you know, Green in the,
I'm
in the top
on three.
And then
Calvin Jones.
And 4 or 5 becomes
you have a lot,
battle.
You have a lot of options at running.
Amir Abdullah is going to be up there. Yeah.
Well, but Jeff Kinney has to be in.
Jeff Kinney's up there.
There's a lot of names.
Right,
the number one discussion to me is really difficult. But it's either Rozier or Lawrence. I don't know.
I would
it depends
go
on what you want. If you're asking who the greatest Husker running back was based on what he did when he was here, right? And then you have to measure the awards. Mm-hmm. Like, what do the awards mean? And that's the same Crouch conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
And you go by your eyes, too. I mean, you saw him.
Yeah, you know.
So we'll have that. I look forward to your list today.
Yeah, we'll have that. I'm looking forward to Jay's list because
he'll bring it.
Yeah. That will be interesting.
All right. Well, Old School is next with DP and Jay. For Steve Zippel, I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.